If you could get rid of everything bad about banks and build one from scratch, you'd build a different kind of bank. One that has actual people you can talk to 24/7, not robots, doesn't invest in fossil fuels, charges no extra fees for spending abroad, and definitely doesn't close before you finish work. You'd build tools to help manage bills, teach kids good money habits, and give interest on personal and joint accounts. So what would that look like? Starling Bank. The bank built for you.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon podcast.
Let's look at these books.
It is a library.
The majority of the books tend to revolve around magical diseases, elven medical texts.
Buggles will concentrate on the lowest shelves.
One thing really stands out, a small onyx dog.
Talitha will step into the room.
Oh, no.
There is a stained wooden operating table. There are diagrams of people in various stages of being vivisected. In the back of the room, a figure materializes, and she's wearing a mask over her face, a mask that seems to just float.
Oh, no.
She points and she says, "They are mine, you fleshy interlopers." 9 points of void damage.
Void damage.
As she's just like sucking like entropy out of your body.
I'm going to move up behind her here.
As you move exactly in that direction.
No.
You don't notice.
No.
The floor gives way.
Oh, no.
You will take some damage from the spikes at the bottom of this pit.
Oh, spiked pit.
So I will run.
Okay.
Do,
run around.
Right when you get next to her.
Oh, my God.
She just winks out of existence.
Son of a bee.
And appears next to Brother Raimi.
Oh! The Kula Khan reaches into Buggle's satchel, produces the hound, places it down on the table, and activates it.
Oh!
The adventure continues. Now.
The Glass Cannon Podcast. You know, we here at the GCN, it's Glass Cannon Network, we're a professional organization. This studio alone cost $7.5 million to make. But you at home, you want to see a real game group playing a game together. And that's what you get to see week in and week out. We like to lift the veil. We like to make it feel real because it feels real to us. But we normally record during the day hours. It just so happens that this episode is being recorded after hours. You know what that means? Sometimes you have a little brewski.
Oh, no.
Cheers.
Cocktail cheers. Out.
Happy to the hour. Glass Cannon Podcast.
To the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Hey. Did we just toast ourselves?
We did. To all of you out there.
What's wrong with you watching at
home?
We
toasted the podcast, Matthew, with it, which isn't just us.
That's an LLC. It's legally distinct from...
Well, that's really
Supreme Court says it's the same as a person.
That's to everyone, but it's a different person.
To everyone watching at home.
That's true.
Yes. To everyone watching at home.
Joining in.
And the troops.
Thanks for watching.
To everyone watching at home. Cheers.
And the troops.
Our sailors at sea.
Mm-hmm.
And the families of the troops.
It's for the children.
The children of the sailors.
The children of the sailors.
The children of all the merchant marines out there working so hard, flying the shipping lanes. We salute you. Stay at school.
It is nice to have a little cocktail while you sit down and play a game with your friends.
I miss it with you guys.
We used to do it way back in the day. Androids and Aliens style.
Oh, yeah.
Whew, that was...
But we recorded late.
That was ill-advised.
That was some fun stuff. That's some of the most fun that I've had doing a recording was some of those.
Those six too much.
Episodes. Six episodes.
Too much fun.
In the early part of 2020.
Six episodes.
Those three recording sessions.
That flame burned real bright.
Yeah. But it was fun because that was when like Nick would just pop by. It was like a sitcom. It was like the Wacky Neighbor.
Yeah, random people would just kind of roll.
Do you remember Nick Scent?
Yeah,
he alcohol. Yeah. He would like a delivery.
He'd
service?
Deliver beer to us.
It was amazing.
There
was
a nice steakhouse across the street from our old studio, and Nick and Nick's wife Emily, who got dragged along surely against her will, showed up after recording on their anniversary.
Yeah. Like this was like an after hours bar, yeah, right. And we were in the middle of recording.
We're all like, Nick, it's your anniversary. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to like hang out with Emily? And he's like, oh, she's coming.
Oh my god!
That old studio was great, though. We had a lot of good times. It was huge, the old sex dungeon, and we had a kegerator in there. We used to have big parties.
We did not use it as a sex dungeon.
No. It was previously a sex dungeon.
Right. Wait, really? But we were like a year away. Yeah. If COVID hadn't happened, it would have been a sex dungeon.
We were a year away.
You took out
COVID
all
was
the
a real setback.
You're going to put all the modifications back in that you took out and make it back into a
you
sex dungeon.
You should see pictures
we'll
of
show
the
you
space.
The pictures.
We'll show you pictures. Like
it was featured in
down.
A major New York publication.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't actually know that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It was whips and chains.
I went to it once, but I don't remember a dungeon.
That all that stuff.
Oh, the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like,
hey,
you just kind of jumped
about?
Right in.
the dungeon.
Yeah, you went to the studio.
Yeah.
You're not what we thought you said was. I went to the sex dungeon.
That studio that you went to
studio
was
building.
No. That studio that you previously went to, that space.
Yeah. Previous tenant.
Before we rented it, the tenant was a sex dungeon.
Oh, I thought there was like another little room somewhere that I didn't see.
No, private S&M club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
We all showered in that shower.
Yep.
I have never showered in that shower.
I did.
I did.
With Skid.
Skid. Yeah. There's a shower available, Skid, you use it.
Yeah, that was a different time.
I'll never pass up the ability to take a remote shower, no matter who else is
you
in there.
You love it.
No matter who else happens to be in the shower at the time.
It's true. I love hanging with you guys, eating chips, drinking some brewskis, playing role-playing games. I missed it.
So fun.
You guys have chips?
Sydney and I have chips.
Oh, no, did we not bring enough for the whole class? Sorry, Troy. I guess there's no more chips for you.
I guess not.
I have Druid cheese doodles.
What?
I have vegan cheese doodles.
Druid cheese
Druid?
Doodles?
Yeah.
Oh, Druid.
Oh.
Nice 20-episode callback. Druid cheese
doodles. Druidic cheese doodles.
Yeah, it is fun. You know, we're getting back on the road very soon, like next week, I think, by the time this airs. Might even be this week. It's fun. It's fun to be on the road with y'all.
We haven't
been out since December. And even that was like there's so much going on with PAX. So it'll be nice.
The first show's going to be wild. It's going to be international, technically.
Yeah.
Yep. And like
international.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, big.
So,
Over-scared.
Oversold.
It's going to be wild.
Overserved. Oversold.
Yep. Overserved, yeah. Oversold.
You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I would like to talk about my shirt.
Oh. Okay.
Say
the
more.
Stiffs.
I can't
the Denver
see it.
Stiffs.
It is the, I'm wearing a, for those who can't see, including those of you at the table, it is a Denver Stiffs shirt.
What is that?
It is a shirt that Matthew was asking about before we started recording. It is a shirt that represents the SB Nation blog. That was the Denver Nuggets blog that's now defunct. It's gone now, but I have fond feelings for it. The reason they called it Denver Stiffs is because the old coach, one of the former coaches of the team, Doug Moe, used to call everybody stiffs. Like anybody who was 6'9" and above and not very skilled, he said, this guy's a stiff. He's a Brooklyn Italian guy. He says, hey, this guy's a stiff. Danny Shea's a total stiff. And I ran into Doug Moe one time when I was a kid. Doug Moe was and is like one of my greatest sports heroes ever. I love this guy. He's very funny. The worst curse, like disgusting, awful cursor that you've ever seen in your life. No one has a filthier mouth than Doug Moe. And I used to go to like Nuggets games all the time when I was a kid. And I was just like, I want to meet Doug Moe and I want to bring him something to sign. So I brought him my Latin textbook from ninth grade, Latin textbook. And so in those days, like the players and the coaching staff would hang out outside the stadium after the game and you can walk up and talk to him. And I did. And he's just like, hey, how's it going? And I hand him the book. He's just like, first year Latin. It's like, yes. And he starts like spouting off Italian because he played in Italy. He played professionally in Italy for a long time. And he's just like, what's your name? I was like, just put Patrick. I was like, all right, there you go, Patrick. And he signed it to me. And that book presumably is still within the Denver Public Schools.
I was about
system.
To ask.
You had to give it back.
You had to return the book.
And I actually, yeah. And I bought a used copy of that same edition of that textbook on the one in a trillion chance that it would be the one with a signature.
Wait, like as an adult, you bought
it? Like 2 years ago. And it wasn't.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was truly.
What did you do with it?
I gave it back.
Just returned
the one I bought.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it. I refer to it for Latin. Yeah. I wanted a Latin textbook anyway, so it all worked out.
Skid.
Such a weird.
I can say this with 100% honesty. My life is so much richer with you.
When you said I want to talk about my shirt, I had no idea where that story went.
Yeah, and there we are.
You never know. You never know.
Anybody else have some shirts they want to talk about? Joe.
No.
Anyone else buy a used copy of their high school textbooks?
I'm shocked.
It's a great book. It has the cover was a picture from Ben Hur, that 1959. That's why one of the reasons I liked it. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm shocked you didn't just call your school district and say, hey, I'm looking for this old textbook I had. I'd gladly trade you a relatively new copy of the same textbook. But I guess you can't just ask to go into a school these days.
It's a shot in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go in and be like, can I rifle through all of your textbooks? Yeah.
Show up at the front door. Hey. Can I get into the library?
Yeah. Can I come to your school and just root around for a while?
The more I said it, the more I was like,
I don't have any kids. I don't have any kids.
I don't want
it. Do you have any ninth graders taking Latin?
Yeah, that'd go really well, I'm sure.
It does speak to like the heart of a poet that you have, that you were like, first of all, that you brought the textbook in the first place, but then that you gave it back. And then on the one in a million chance, you still.
This speaks to what a romantic I am. I was really disappointed when it didn't have this. I really honestly thought that it would be the one, and it wasn't. But
it's like that movie Serendipity.
What is the name?
Exactly.
What is the name of the book, Skid?
It's just First Year Latin.
First Year Latin.
Yeah.
Ben Hur on the cover.
If anyone, if the parents
mobilized,
yeah,
went through the Denver public school systems, and you, they took
in
Latin.
1972.
Or if you work for the Denver public school system, yeah, and have access to the books that were probably pulped.
Mr. Talhofer, if you're out there, if you remember the book,
check the books,
see if the one with Doug Moe's signatures in it. He's still around. I could still replicate the situation. I could just send my notebook that I have now to Doug Moe, maybe get it back. But I'd rather get the original. Mr. Talhofer, Mr. T, if you're out there, let us know.
Maybe he's a fan.
Hey, he could be. Yeah.
Maybe he's a fan.
He was a cool guy. He was my coolest teacher.
I imagine that textbook has been burned
and
replaced with a more modern one.
Probably.
But you never know.
Probably.
Well,
it
definitely got replaced, but it might have gotten resold.
Could be floating around.
Could be. Well,
also, does Latin really change that much? I don't think so. Maybe they're still using it.
I heard it's a dead tongue.
It's a dead language.
It's one of the older languages.
Yeah.
But
also, does Latin really change that much?
What more could they add? I don't know.
Yeah, they're not discovering new facts about Latin normally.
Well, that was the banter for this episode.
That's all our time we have.
Hopefully it will yield the return of that book. We'll find out.
We'll report back.
To the break.
We are headed off to Toronto this week for our first ever live appearance in Canada, and I wouldn't even consider going without my NordVPN. NordVPN is the only VPN I use, and it never gets more use for me than when we're on the road for Glass Cannon Live. When I'm traveling and I'm using hotel or venue Wi-Fi, NordVPN is my cyber bodyguard. The app is so incredibly slick and easy to use. I just change my virtual location in seconds, and it gives me a way higher chance of succeeding on my stealth check against whatever cyber criminals may be trying to capture my passwords or our company's bank details. I mean, I work from these hotels. So in general, my philosophy has always been just don't be an easy mark. And NordVPN takes less than 5 seconds to put my mind at ease when I connect online in places that I've never been before. And of course, I have to mention that NordVPN has been vital in saving me money, us money, as I book flights not only for Canada, but for the whole tour as it starts to ramp up here. This is tour season. I can avoid regional price discrimination for flights when I use NordVPN. And that, to me, just makes the app a no-brainer. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/GCP. Our link will give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk either with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll help support your old buddies, your good friends here at the GCP. The link is in the episode description box.
Shout out once again to our sponsor again this week, Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. That's daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. What I like about Prize Picks is it's really, really simple to play. I just make my picks and submit my entry, and you can do it in less than a minute, and then you just sit and watch the game and hope you win. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. And they have so many promotions that they've run. They got weekly promotions like Taco Tuesday, where every Tuesday Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value. NBA season is heating up. You got the playoffs right around the corner. I mean, I'm gonna watch every Celtics game. Might as well make it a little more interesting. And I love, like, Celtics like to shoot a lot of threes. I do more than for Tatum and Derek White and Jaylen Brown's 3-pointers. And I don't always win because you never know who's going to score threes that night because they are a team that likes to share. But anyways, Prize Picks makes the game even more exciting because I'm sitting there, please, I need one more three, and I hit it. Just go to prizepicks.com/GCP and use code GCP for a first deposit match up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com/GCP and use code GCP for a first deposit match up to $100. We love Prize Picks here at the GCN, and we hope that you will too. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. We're recording this now, so
we didn't find it.
We didn't find out.
There's really no way after we made the request.
Just more disappointment.
The call didn't go out yet.
Yeah.
No.
So stay tuned in the coming weeks.
Weeks and months to come, perhaps there'll be a response.
We'll do a check.
I have gotten at least one gift from a listener that was a book that was scheduled for to be removed from a public school library. It was a choose your own adventure Star Trek book.
Get out of here.
Oh, wow.
So it's possible. You know, you never know.
You never know.
I received a gift once of something that I'd mentioned on the show. Not like, oh, please get it for me. But it was the Dagobah Luke was the only Luke Sky.
You a Dagobah Luke?
Yeah, a Dagobah Luke. Because I have all of them in the boxes from when they were
released. Wait, not the Bespin Fatigues Luke.
No.
The previous.
Dagobah Luke with like the backpack for Yoda.
Yeah.
I collected all of them. I have them all in the cardboard. Still in the case, but I just never was able to get Dagobah Luke.
Wow.
I have the 90s, like when they released the special editions, Kenner released a whole new set of action figures. I have the Dagobah Luke from that set.
That was the one that I was missing. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I have them all, but I didn't have that one. Someone brought it to me at like a con. There you go. Anybody ever bring you anything?
I remember that.
So nice.
Well, tons of stuff, but not collectible.
The things that you mentioned on the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wish I had
these dice. I actually did. I was shameless. I was having trouble finding them, but the 12-sided D6s, which were my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
That's fun.
I was clued into a source on these.
That's awesome.
Somebody gave me a really nice gift. This calculator. It was given to me by Danny and Carolyn. Thank you, Danny and Carolyn. I hate it.
Is it Carolyn or Carolyn?
Carolyn, like, but it's spelt not like Caroline. It's C-A-R-A, Carolyn. So I want to make sure I really hit that second A. Hopefully,
Carolyn.
I'm not
Carolyn.
Carolyn, yeah.
Sweet.
Thank you. No, but thank you guys. Very funny. We all had a good laugh.
My mom's name is Carolyn.
Spelt that way?
No.
Oh. Okay.
End of story.
What does your mom think of Dagobah Luke? Let's play Pathfinder.
Let's play Pathfinder. Let's thank our sponsors.
Yes.
Please, thank you.
Why don't you thank them for a change?
I'll thank them for a change. Thank you, Demi Plane, for this dope ass character sheet.
Why are you shouting?
So there's a lot of different like skins that you can put on your character sheet with Demiplane. A lot of like personalizing that you can do. And when we first did it, I had Brother Ramius doing more of a cleric-y vibe, and I eschewed the like Lovecraftian sort of Strange Aeons-y vibe character sheet. I've since cycled back to that because it's so perfect.
What?
Around his profile are these small burning candles, and the whole background is just books.
Ooh. Oh,
so yeah, it's meant to be for like a more Lovecraftian sort of game, but fits perfect. Perfect for Brother Ramius. So thank you, Demiplane. Awesome. And then, of course, Foundry VTT, who has been amazing and who's just the details of this VTT have really taken our game to a whole new level. And then Norse Foundry. Skid, what do we say about Norse Foundry?
Norse Foundry. For all your random number generating needs, that's Norse Foundry. Not just any need. It's not just for gaming. That should be their new slogan. It's not just for gaming anymore. If you just say, I just need a number from 1 to 12, 4.
Wow.
Go to the store, whatever. Boom.
Breakfast.
Heard it here.
Literally breakfast anytime.
At the game, at the like baseball game. Doesn't even have to be a tabletop game. Could be a baseball game.
Do you guys ever roll a D20 just randomly to ask if some event is going to occur? Almost like a magic
eight ball. Yeah, like magic 8-ball, yeah.
Yeah. You ever do that?
Sure.
I do that sometimes.
Wait, for your life?
Tonight going to be a good
night? Yeah, for your life.
Yeah.
Why do you do that of all people?
Because sometimes it's a natural one zone and I get excited.
Do you get disappointed?
No, I'm serious. You never do this?
No.
I do it.
What number is this? High numbers qualify as a good night?
Yeah. One time I
used.
Higher the number, the
be
better the night.
15 or higher. 14 is like going to be like solid. You know
tweener.
What I mean? Like, yeah, 10, 11, 12 is kind of like mediocre. Be mediocre.
Huh. Sometimes I use the dice to decide what awful things to do to my Sims.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good reason.
I'll like write them all down on paper and like the dice
you'll make
is what I'll remove or what I'll do.
Kate?
Yeah.
Stream idea.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great idea.
That was one of the my favorite video game streams that I've ever seen.
That was
us playing
doing Sims. Yeah, so.
Oh god. I put a bunch of like random celebrity NPCs throughout the world just to see if they would show up.
Dua Lipa
showed up to the house while Sydney's character
and didn't we
was
kiss?
There.
Didn't we,
yeah. And I had you guys. Of course, the first thing I do, I'm like, they're going to make out.
Yeah.
What do you do with your
force
dolls?
Him to bake out.
Yeah, clearly Joe's never played The Sims.
Yeah,
that's
what you guys
do.
Play with
that's
dolls.
Anyway, I think that's a great idea for a stream. That's fun. Deciding. I love charts. I love games that have full charts. So it's like everything written down for a D20. There's a table for that.
I use a D20 the first class of every semester. Instead of doing the same icebreaker question for my class, I have them roll. I pass around a D20. They roll for one of 20 random questions.
Oh, nice.
That's fun.
And then the nerds in the room are like, respect.
I have my kids do it in competition for things.
Ooh.
Whoever gets the higher die gets to go to the whatever first. Whoever gets the higher one gets ice cream. The other one goes straight
to bed. That's a healthy way to make them
kind of stuff. Kind of they get so mad at each other.
Keep them at each other's throats as they grow up.
You can see the way they cry. You're training them to understand that high numbers are important. And low numbers suck.
Unless you're playing Call of Cthulhu.
Importantly, use the dice to play Pathfinder, which we should probably do now.
Yeah. Right.
I was going to say,
when
I'm not playing this game, I try to not think about the existence of dice whatsoever. However, today we're going to need some dice because you are in mid-combat.
We're going to need some over 15 rolls, like left and right, or it's not happening.
Can you tell we were stalling?
Oh!
Forgot how bad
you guys
was.
Are in a... In a dill pickle here because you have been exploring the court of Kanipo the Slim, this tree stump that was his prison, apparently, but a prison that over millennia he has shaped into something much more grand. And during that time, they also recruited strange allies, an insectoid artist named the Chronicler. A centaur captain of the guard named Captain Salah, along with her augur companion.
I was wondering about these NPCs. Like, before we rolled in here and murdered them, did they have, like, lunch together? You know, where they were like, you on break? You want to hang out? Like,
you haven't found the cafeteria.
The centaur, the muscle eyeball killer.
For like
and the
centuries.
Yeah, exactly. Centuries.
They know each other.
And the Chronicler, like, do they just hang out by the water cooler? Or are they like, did you see Game of Thrones last night?
Guess you'll find out at the end of this adventure. Or not, because that's dumb.
Jesus.
Really, I don't think it's that dumb a question. But
you came into this room, and it's a like vivisection theater. You see blood everywhere. You see instruments neatly placed on a table to the west. You see another table with notes, drawings, detailed illustrations showing like the phases of vivisection for the most recent victims, you would think, of whatever's going on in here. And you recognize a younger woman, perhaps Maybelline. An older man, perhaps Henry Buckets.
I didn't even think of that.
I didn't think of that either.
You didn't think of that?
He was telling us specifically.
And then the three people.
I know, but I didn't think.
I didn't make the connection.
That they would be here in this room. Yeah.
Esper's probably swimming in their innards right now.
A younger man with a wooden septum piercing.
And then our guy.
Must
be Varna.
Varna.
Oh. I was so taken with the room and everything, and I was like paying attention to that. When you said that, my brain went, Bolon, but we killed him, no problem. Just was not paying attention.
So everybody's dead. I, after reviewing last week's episode, I have a question, which is, do we believe that this creature that we are in contact with right now, because this is important, like phased into existence? Because we saw no signs of any danger. Or, like, was she invisible?
If you remember last week, some of you looked into the room, didn't see anyone. Actually, all of you looked in and saw that, but it was Asta and Zephyr that got the sense that someone was in here recently.
Yeah.
And then this Shay manifests out of thin air.
Out of thin air.
Seemingly.
Yeah, see, this is freaking
blood
out.
Blood covering her black and white striped robe and face, shadow hair streaming from behind. Did seem to come out of thin air. Okay. Was it invisibility? Was it perhaps some other spell? Was she hiding in plain sight? You don't know. But she just was
not there, and then she was there. So, like, I feel like, let's say in the really unlikely chance that this goes well, can she just flit off, vanish again, go somewhere? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it concerns me.
We've dealt with similar things recently.
Yes, we have in other games. I will not mention here.
Well, did you deal with a pit? Because Zephyr went running to try and aid her friends and fell into a trap door that I believe Sydney was like, oh, they must lift up the table and dump the bodies into here. Or was that Matthew?
I think it was Matthew.
Yeah, that sounds more like a Matthew comment.
I talk about how to dispose of bodies all the time. That's
right. As a writer, you have to think about stuff. Yeah.
Come up with creative solutions for that.
Fell down into the pit. Luckily, you didn't take any bludgeoning damage, but you did get pierced by these blood-soaked spikes. Other bodies down there, having already been disposed of, climb out. And now you're in mid-battle here with this Shay. Buggles reaches into his pocket and pulls out an onyx.
Right.
Figurine.
Oh, yeah.
The dog was the Cliffy.
Buggles does not do that. The Kuulakan is the one who does that.
How do you spell Kuulakan?
Kuulakan.
Thank you.
Kuulakan.
Places it on the table and uses two actions to activate it. As you do so, you hear a voice. In your mind, no one else hears this. It is directly at you that says, name me!
To me?
Yeah. To the Kuulakan.
Kuulakan.
Okay, I do. I have an answer for this. Oh dear.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Oh geez.
He's going to the internet.
I name you Chami. It is death. Chami. And a onyx hound appears on the table. Now, in terms of the mechanics of how this works, this is a creature that has the minion trait. So it took you three actions, one to pull it out, two to activate it. On your next turn, you can use an action to command it, and then it has two actions to attack.
I've never had this.
Oh, that's great. Wait, have you never companion. Had an animal companion in all of our shows?
Never
ever?
In any show.
Wow.
Certainly not second edition, but no, never, I don't think so.
Wow,
that's so fun.
All right, how do you spell it?
C-H-A-M apostrophe, or yeah, apostrophe E. I.
Chame.
Chami.
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 Yeah.
Chami has entered the combat. It is now Talitha's turn.
Okay. Talitha is possibly going to receive some aid from Brother Ramius. So first things first, she will devise a stratagem.
Come on, dude. Nat 20, the stratagem.
Yeah. Has a natural 3 work for
God
you.
Damn it. Brother Ramius starts throwing up.
New guy in the corner.
New guy in the corner, puking his guts.
All right, God. Not human.
Can I attempt a second knowledge check with my known weakness to know what's going on with her phase blink ability?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you already did a recall knowledge on it, right?
I did, yeah. Okay.
Wait, were you successful?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Oh, so you can recall further.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
I'm sorry.
DC will be higher. You'll have to get a higher roll.
Okay.
By the book.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. You're right. I forgot.
Did I do occultism or arcana? I can't remember now.
I think you did occultism when you did it on her.
Definitely.
I think so.
Arcana?
I don't know.
You did whichever one's better, actually.
It doesn't matter.
Did you just lose the first knowledge you had?
I just forgot everything I knew.
She's allergic to air.
It's a 15.
We can do nothing. We don't need to do anything, and she'll die. She's allergic to air.
She'll run away.
They're like med flies. They have a lifespan of 2-3 hours maximum.
All right. So instead of attacking, I will not, because I rolled a natural 3 on the devised stratagem. I will instead pop a quick tincture for an elixir of life and heal myself.
Okay.
Two actions. Pop, make the quick tincture, drink.
Pasta.
I am going to hold, because if I run up to her and she blinks out again, I'm wasting all my time running around. I need to spell strike her. So I'm going
to
hold.
Now goes to the top of round 3. It is her turn. She goes to stab at Zephyr.
Come on,
Zephyr. Come at me, bro.
26 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit. It's not a crit.
Hit, not a crit. You take 7 points of piercing damage, followed by another 2 points of cold. And then she takes like a stance with her arms outstretched and just kind of looks around the room at all of you. Face indiscernible behind that mask. You just see it looking at all of you. And it is Zephyr's turn.
What? Come on, man. She takes stance. Like a stance, or she took a stance?
Looks like a stance.
Ugh. Hate your bad English.
Spreading.
Like a stance?
Like a stance. Like a stance.
Takes like a
That's
stance.
For the very first time.
Beautiful.
What?
Throw her in the pit.
That's what I want to do. I want to grapple and throw her in the pit.
You want to grapple and attempt to throw in the pit.
It's fun. So we'll Joe's grapple. Upset, but it's fun.
Undeniably fun.
I yep. attempt an athletics check against your fortitude DC.
Against my fortitude.
So I'm taking a gamble here. I don't know what your fortitude is.
See.
Could be low.
Could be low. Could be high. Could be medium.
Your athletics are good.
I could roll like shit.
No.
You are a trained martial artist. Come
this
on,
is the kind
man.
Of thing you All should right. be able to reliably do.
Yeah.
Here yeah. is what I need you to do. As this creature is made of shadow, they are concealed in dim light, even to creatures that can see at those light levels. So give me a flat check against concealed, now that Brother Ramius has moved to the back of the room and is no longer providing light to this section.
Ah.
16.
16. You may attempt to grapple.
All right, here we go.
Against the Fort
Athletics.
DC.
I just rolled a natural 16, and I swear.
So I want you to waste the good roll.
Natural 2.
Oh,
all right, so now we don't know right. at all.
Well, now we need to know what the total is, because there are
failure
and critical failure. 9 is a critical failure.
No, oh. No.
This is why.
Attack. If you already have the target grabbed or restrained, it breaks free. Your target can either grab you as if it had succeeded at using the grapple action against you,
or force you to fall and land prone. Yum, 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 yum. You fall and land prone.
Okay.
Into the pit.
No.
You fall and land prone into the pit.
No, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, you can get amazing. Your bow.
That's true.
Forgot about the
always
bow.
Seeing the bright side.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
The bow washes up against the semi decomposed face of the oak steward.
Yeah.
So that was one action.
That was Barner. One action.
Barner.
Now you're laying on
now
the
ground. Now I'm on the ground. Barner.
Staring
which is
at her.
Sick. So I'm gonna get up. And then I'm going to flurry of bolts. Oh my god.
Hold on.
You got another one.
There's gonna be one more.
We got another one.
Try to swallow it. Okay. And then I'm gonna flurry a blur.
Our cinematographer's trying to run from the room.
He's like sneezing
it's
in
the hops.
General direction.
Wave off the droplets.
Troy coming back going, okay, flurry blur.
You look so sick right now. It's the hops. It's the hops.
Do the flurry blows.
All right, so I get up. Flurry of blows with my fisty fists. Let's go. Natural 20.
There we go.
Zephyr's so pissed right now. She's like, I'm not doing anything cool. So she goes.
Nope. You succeeded on the flat check.
With a natural 20.
I'm sorry.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
It is not.
You don't have to roll a flat check first.
You have to roll it first. That way you never have these debates anymore.
Let her
Do you have
it.
To roll it first because Joe prefers it that
no,
way?
No, you have to roll it first because you have to set a standard by which you don't have to ever argue again.
No, it's cool. This will be
we
great. I'll definitely
opposite
hit
way.
Now.
We did it the
We've
opposite
done it
way
the opposite way a bunch of times.
That's bullshit.
I think from now on.
Natural 9.
You succeed at the flat check and you hit with the critical.
For a total of...
For what? What am I doing?
We established this a couple apps ago that's how we're going to do it.
A couple apps ago it was me who had to roll it and we rolled it the opposite way.
I don't remember that.
We rolled the opposite.
I think establishing is important.
You can establish after the fact.
We're establishing after the fact, after we've celebrated.
This could be a valuable object lesson. It's just like, oh, this is a great reminder that from going forward, that we should enact this practice.
No, it's cool. I'll just never do anything.
This is bullshit.
17 to hit.
No, it's a miss. I'm sorry.
Yep,
we just did the flat check seconds ago.
And you would think that she was able to see it, so maybe
and you
it would
know
carry
what was interesting.
Over or something.
You know what was interesting? Instead of being a good educator and saying, like, you know what? We're going to do it like this from now on and making it canon. You just did it in your head.
No, we did that. We said that.
Never said that.
We have absolutely said
Skid, have you heard it?
I have an unreliable memory, but I do not recall this.
Sydney,
happening.
Kate, you ever hear it?
I mean, obviously.
Never heard it, and I have the best memory.
Did you talk about it on Cannon Fodder?
No.
Because I don't watch Cannon Fodder.
No, it's just something
what do we think
discussed
the fans
around
we've
the
on.
I watch all
it
the Cannon Fodder.
We've
never talked about
it. If it didn't just happen seconds ago, I would consider the.
But you didn't define it.
We did two. I think it was last week's episode.
Two episodes ago.
Maybe two
I
episodes.
I rolled it
ago.
The opposite way, and nobody said anything.
Wow. So this is a Kate hate session, I guess.
It is a Kate hate train.
I'm sorry.
We also do like the fortitude stuff for my feet. Backwards upside down all the time.
We're beating
nobody
him.
Cares.
Quick, do one
but
more.
No, I roll natural 20 and it's like, you know what?
Sorry, Kate.
I get out the pit. It's like, you know what? Maybe you didn't get out the pit. You know what? Fine.
I'm so sorry.
All flat checks are first. Period.
Cool.
Simple. You know why? It's very simple.
I'm glad we've established that rule.
It doesn't make any sense to have it be set.
What if you forget that you have to make a flat check? Like, I'm rolling the hit right now. That was the intention of the roll.
Right.
That was exactly
and no one stopped
Matthew
me
what,
until I rolled a natural
20.
What
intentions mean.
But in this case,
how
everything.
Important are intentions, Matthew?
In this case, everything. Don't
Get
you remember
you
the 2000
can't just
election?
Flip and flop whenever you,
you
feel
can.
Like it.
Of course you can. We do all the time.
What?
It just did last episode.
No, I'm saying his ethos is that intentions don't matter.
No, that's not
life.
The ethos. That's not at all.
This is why
Have
we
you
shouldn't
ever heard
drink
that
at Thanksgiving.
The family's fighting.
I'm just
scared.
Saying it's a simple way to do it.
If this were a rule in text, you'd have a case. But you have no leg to stand on. You guys are both being bullshit.
No, we're not.
I mean, the only reason they're all fired up is because it was a natural 20. But
of course
like,
I
obviously.
Am.
Of course. But it's also like Kate has done nothing but roll garbage for like four straight episodes.
You can't
she finally
her.
Has a win. And you
I'm
rob it
for him
for
to give
no
it to
good
her.
Reason.
But he's not.
For no good
and
reason.
I'm not going to let him stand alone because I agree. That's all.
Well, guys,
well,
you know what? No. Now
well,
we know
who my friends
now
are.
Now we know where Joe stands. And I think that's the most important lesson of all of this.
I just think
stand
it's important.
I'm trying to find anything on the internet that supports anything you're saying, and I found literally zero.
I think it's up to America to decide.
Dude, if we were live right now, people would be booing the heck out of you.
I think they probably are.
Yeah.
They
are
100%. Right, I think they're probably not a big fan.
100%.
Here's a big question. Do you have any actions left?
No. That was my last action.
Obviously.
Hold on. I'm remembering you doing the exact opposite last episode.
Not last episode.
Yes, last episode, because you would roll the hit, and you're like, let's see if it hits, and then roll the fletcher.
No, that was
me. Yeah, you've done that many times.
It was Sydney last episode.
You've done that many times. You're like, let's see if you even hit first before we do the check.
There's an easy way to solve this. Just say, this is the standard going forward.
You've done that to me specifically.
Congrats on your critical hit.
Yes. This is the standard going forward. It's Brother Ray Mace's turn.
Unbelievable.
I still have one more hit.
You're right, though. He did do it last time.
It was flurry of blows, so I get one more hit.
Yes.
Do I know roll another flat check?
Yes, you have to always.
All right, now
even though
know.
It's one action, one
because it's two attacks, right?
Each attack needs a flat check.
Sorry.
I think it is tech. I don't know. Who cares? Two.
Cool.
See? Now you don't have to do the
ad. See?
Sometimes this is good.
It's your turn.
Sometimes it's good for
it's your turn now.
Brother Ramius, would you like to turn?
Chug my beer.
Wait, you might want to check with Troy first to see if there are any more arbitrary standards you're applying after the fact.
You should touch your die.
In my defense, if Joe didn't agree with me, I'd
you should make sure.
Oh, come on. Don't throw me under the bus.
Bye, Joe.
Concealment is torture. It is a brutal, brutal part of this game. That's why light
that's
is
why we should
so
endeavor
important.
To make it worse.
That's why we should impose more penalties on top.
More arbitrary reasons to make it
worse. You know what sucks more? Lucky had that awesome feat. Where if a creature was concealed, she was able to use her hearing, and they would have less of a disadvantage against her.
Mm.
Would have been so cool in a situation like this. It's as if I built her for a situation like this.
Just like this. Well, I don't know what to do to keep her. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have light be a big factor here, so he's going to move up. Asta's delaying, which I don't think is a bad call at all.
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, we don't know about this ability. That's the problem.
We also can't leave Zephyr.
And I have not done a recall knowledge yet. However, I don't think the necessary recall knowledge. I need my actions. Okay. I am going to move up next to Asta and try to center myself somewhat in the room to make the light, the 20 feet of light, as much in the battle area as possible. And then Brother Amius is going to pray for protection from the Keeper. And he's doing this
protection from the Keeper.
Yeah, he's doing this specifically to
God shield me from you.
Yeah, for real. Because he's doing this because he still has not healed himself.
Mm-hmm.
He is pretty close to death and needs to be able to stay up to heal everybody else. So with this round, I'm going to cast Sanctuary on myself.
Okay.
Can we talk strategy for a minute? So why none of us have an attack of opportunity, right?
Correct.
No.
Don't you?
I'm an investigator.
No, only fighters.
Oh, I was
only
thinking, what's her name?
Yeah. I don't.
Only fighters with some exceptions. But
so let's say she can do this ability as a reaction multiple times every so often. I mean, I'm guessing it's what, every 1d3 rounds or something?
I don't think that exists really. To me, it's either a spell, which is like a focus spell. Because you can have a spell as a reaction, and that could be a focus spell, which would be like she can't do it again this combat.
But she didn't. But I haven't seen her miss actions. Last episode, I'm trying to remember. But she.
What do you mean miss actions?
Like, she would have to spend actions to cast the spell, right?
No, some spells are reactions. They only cost a reaction to spend. Yeah. So it could be a spell, but the worst case scenario is that it is just an innate reaction, which means once per round she could do it. So that's what we're not 100% sure.
OP.
It would be crazy OP.
But also, you guys mentioned that a creature like this was a party killer. So
yeah, that was 1E.
Well, that was just we happened to die to one. But it's also
it's not promise 8 is what I'm saying.
We had a bunch of joke characters in those
situations.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't know. We just didn't do the knowledge check. I'll try to get a knowledge check off. But
to me, Matthew, I'm holding because Asta really gets her power from the spell strike stuff. I can cast spells from a distance, but it's like 1d4. You know, so if I cast from a distance and then use my movement, I still can't even use my movement to get up into melee with her.
Sure, but
right now.
But here's the one thing I'll say against that, and I completely support the delay. I love a good delay.
He loves a delay.
Is if you go up there now and she teleports out, like, then we know. Question answered.
But there's no way to stop us. There's none of us have an AOO, so there's no real way, no real advantage to
forcing her to jump.
There's no real advantage either way. Like we need to be able to hit her. So
I'm waiting for her to come to where
we have some significant range damage in
Buggles.
I also want Buggles' dog. And I want Buggles' dog to attack.
Buggles and Zephyr, but Zephyr's under melee attack right
and
now.
Oh wait,
no, she doesn't
pit.
Have a bow.
She doesn't have a bow. Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I'm like, I think.
Well, the other thing is, if somebody forces it, then it's at least done for the round.
Yes, that's
so everybody else can move to her and swarm at
that. Okay, it's true.
But if Troy's playing strategically, he's going to wait until it's Asta. So,
and if I could climb over the table easily, I wouldn't lose my action economy to leaping, so I'm not moving.
Right, and we would have known if you didn't. You rolled a natural 3. You know what I mean? Like, if you hadn't rolled that, we'd know right now. But
blame both of you for everything.
Really, this is all Joe's fault.
Yeah, I think we can all agree.
But he means well.
Does he?
Sorry, Kate.
Love you guys.
I'm not listening.
Asta can get there in one move action.
I cannot.
Are you done?
I am done. Yeah, move and a 2-action, John. Trying to keep my light in the center of the room.
All right, so Buggles, it is your turn. It takes 1 action to command, and then you and the dog will have 2 actions each, basically.
Okay.
It's 30 feet.
You can take a diagonal.
There's a table.
You can move diagonally around.
Matthew's telling me I can move diagonally around a table. Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a Troy rule. It's up to Troy.
So I can't step on the table, but I can move diagonally around the table, and that's fine.
It eats more. You move.
But it's 5 feet, and then it takes 10 feet. So it would be...
If you go diagonal.
5, then 15, then 20, then 25.
She doesn't... Get to her. Yeah, she can get to her.
I can get to her.
Yeah. You can move diagonally, but it just costs you 10 movement every other
diagonal. I didn't realize
diagonal.
I could cut the corner, because you were talking about how when we shoot around stuff, if anything is in a square... Then it's cover.
Yeah,
so
if it was a wall, I'd be like, you can't move diagonally past a wall.
It'd be 15 feet to get opposite the table.
But
right
it's
now.
A table,
and then you got another.
You guys with the table rules is kind of wishy washy, but okay.
You can get to her in 25 feet.
I can get to her in 25. I'm gonna let Buggles go, see what the dog does, and then I'll probably take my turn. Go ahead, Buggles.
Okay. So Buggles, the Kuula Khan, levels his glowing gaze at Chani or Tummy. And says, go, tear the shadow from the void, kill her! With the intention of having the hound, and I guess this is going to have to be 2 actions because I put it on the table to begin with, so it's going to have to move to the edge and then leap off into range of her. But so,
do you want it to be right next to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Can the dog stand here? In the space that's got a table over it, because the dog could go under the table, but we cannot.
Right. So leap over and to the furthest western side of the room, leaving space for someone else to come in. And
also, now you're flanking. Zephyr's on the ground.
No, I'm not.
She stood back up.
Use an action.
Yeah, flanking with Zeph.
Chami is flanking.
All right, so.
Chami is flanking.
And you can flank from the ground. That's fine. She's a monk. She's still threatening from the ground.
All right, so the dog moves to there. Are you going, Asta? Oh, no, you still have 2 actions.
Yeah, it's still my turn. So then this, with the subtitles, it's just like,
I see if you can resist the force from the mind.
And this globe of frost, slams, forms around her and then slams shut. Give me a fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save. 21.
Okay, so that is a basic success.
Yeah, basic.
We'll see what this does. And this is amped as well.
Okay.
So that is 10 points ordinarily of cold damage. Half, so that's 5. So probably nothing.
Zero.
So.
Yeah.
But you probably were so close. Even a little bit more probably would have damaged her.
Yeah.
She shakes it off. And now it is Talitha's turn.
Wait, I'm sorry. So the dog had just the one move, couldn't attack?
Leap.
It had to move and then leap.
The Joe O'Brien leap rule.
Well, I don't know that leap applies if you're going downhill.
Stop it. Talitha.
Okay.
Now you want to help?
Now you want to help the dog. You don't want to help a player.
I'm a servant of the system.
Lacey's consistent.
Son of a bee.
I can't tell you how many times are like, you invent something in your head. It's either not a rule or you feel like it is a rule. And then all of the rest of us are just like...
It's just we have to also suffer.
Problem. For your self-hate.
Devise a stratagem. Okay. I think that missed last time. You know what? I'm going to try it anyway. Okay, so Talitha will advance, and...
As you move there, it boom, appears
yeah,
on the other
there
side
we go.
Of Zephyr.
Yep. Okay.
So then...
And that is why you delay.
Yep.
Smart player.
Knew it was going to happen.
Bam.
Bam.
Okay, so Talitha will use her third action to move around to flank her.
Son of a bit.
Oh, am I in your space?
No. Oh. Yeah, I mean, okay. You are. Yeah,
Never mind.
Get out of there right now.
Third, how did you get around there? Oh, because you walked.
I walked through Zephyr.
But you would have to walk through her as well, right?
No, this space right here.
Below her.
You walked diagonally from Zephyr's space.
You kind of did that little...
Matthew's walking south.
I see you.
And then east.
All right, so...
East.
You
east.
Move, and then...
Devise a stratagem. Move.
Move again. Okay.
It is so deadly to have this fight all around this pit. Everybody's like right up on the pit.
Asta comes back to you.
Yeah, and I delayed a whole round for nothing, and then I'm going to move. Asta is going to run.
As you move there, it zips and appears behind Buggles.
It can't be flanked.
No. What's the rule here? What's going on?
Something very, very cool.
It's not a reaction.
It used two reactions in a turn, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we know. Can't be flanked.
Okay.
Every time
it can't be hit in melee.
No.
There's something going on
as soon
that you don't know.
Every time we have flanked it, it zips out.
It wasn't just the flank.
It wasn't.
That was the first time she was flanked. Yeah. Besides the dog. The dog flanked her and she didn't move.
Oh, you're right. I thought that was her trigger reaction.
She's just waiting for you.
It's at will.
Just watching it unfold perfectly.
Okay. Well, wait. Was that all my movement? Let me check.
It has been asked about both.
That's probably just one chunk of move, right?
Well, what he's saying is it's outside the rules, so maybe she's like predicting the future or something.
No, I can't. I have to stay where I am.
This move.
Oh, this is so
annoying.
She's in a stance.
I mean, she spent an action to do that, so maybe that's what it is.
Let me see my distance. 60 feet. Okay, so I was going to do a spell strike. I can't. I'm not in melee, but I'm going to still cast what I was going to cast, Slashing Gust.
Okay.
So I slash through the air, and this like force wave right to her.
Okay. She's got cover from several creatures, but does that stack or no?
Nope, it's just
plus
soft.
Two.
I'm sorry, just lesser cover.
Okay.
Unless you say the table gives her cover, which
it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's a 10.
No.
And that's my cool turn.
Asta moves over there, triggers this, and now it's her turn again.
So frustrating.
Shapers. She can jump behind the casters and then just it's her turn immediately.
She goes to stab Buggles.
Buggles, no!
No!
Worthy. That is going to be a 19.
That is a hit.
19 on the Bugmeister. It's going to be 8 points of piercing and 3 points of cold for 11 total. The dagger slips in. And again, she stretches her arms out and watches. You didn't know any better. You'd know she was smiling behind that mask.
All right, let's be strategic here.
Zephyr's turn.
So the moment that Buggles is stabbed, like it's like oh, like the lights in his eyes like vanish, dim, and the sphere of energy around him also dissipates, and he's like he's back to himself, and he says, and he's stupefied and frightened.
Oh no, stupefied and frightened.
Well, not frightened.
Like
flavor frightened.
Let's be strategic here. We've now got. I think what we should do is basically put ourselves on the poles of the room and have one of us be the person. I think it should be Asta who kind of moves her from pole to pole. Does that make sense?
And everyone tries to get a hit in.
Yeah, when she jumps.
The thing is, to spell strike, it's two actions. So like, I need to get. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do it.
I think you just have to hit her. Every bit of damage counts.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but because you are mobile and you can hit her from range and from melee.
Yeah.
I can only hit her from melee. Buggles is only range. Zephyr, you're only melee now.
Yeah.
So maybe if we can get one person over with Buggles and then I can stay over here and the dog can come with me or vice versa. And then Asta can move back and forth. Does that make sense? That way we're basically pushing her to jump. But she's going to jump. Like, we're not all piled up. Like, right now, most of us are all piled up on one side. So we shouldn't leave Buggles alone, and we shouldn't leave Brother Ramius alone.
It is Zephyr's turn.
This is hard, because, like, it seems unlimited. There seems to be no... Now, that could be that she had set that up. you know, with that action, and all she did was attack Buggles. That's all she did. So yeah. Now, once.
So it's a two action.
So now she is set up to do this again whenever she wants.
As a two action jump. Yeah. Most likely.
And she just doesn't seem to use it against people. She doesn't care about hitting her.
Also, maybe I shouldn't be the one to go up to her because she's not attacking whoever is in melee with her. She's zipping out and then hitting literally.
We're saying
else.
Maybe you're the one because like you're the only one that's triggering her jump.
She only cares about you.
All right, so I'll just do it. We're playing cat and mouse.
Exactly.
We're playing Kitsune and
pincer maneuver.
Shadow
Kitsune
creature.
And Shay. Classic tale.
Kitsune and Shay. Classic case of Kitsune and Shay.
Tales all the time.
Zephyr. What do you think?
I'm also at half hit points, so I'm definitely not going to chase her.
Oh.
Okay.
I would need to use two actions to get up to her at this point anyway.
Just stay,
and
yeah.
Just the risk that she would jump again, there's just no point. So I think that Zephyr is just standing there, pissed, bleeding out her mouth and her feet, and just holding.
Hold. All right, Zephyr,
God, I wish
hold.
Because you don't have any potions. You don't have anything, or elixirs.
If anything
or...
else, they'd be dead.
I probably have a potion.
Get out of this encounter. We need her bow.
If you could chug...
Badly.
Something, if you have one. You should have an elixir of life.
Yeah,
minor.
I should have it. I just, like, don't know where to look for it right okay. now, and I definitely want to hold, so...
Okay.
Zephyr is going to hold, as well as our viewing audience.
Oh, no, you're not.
We'll be right back. What's going on, everybody? Troy LaValle here. You know I'm a big coffee guy. I talk about it all the time. But as big of a coffee guy as I am, I never take the time to really get way into my coffee. And I would like to do that. Well, AeroPress has made that a lot easier for me. There's nothing worse than buying nice coffee and then running it through your brewer and it tastes terrible. It just doesn't taste as good as you think it should. Well, this is where AeroPress comes in because AeroPress is like a French press, but it makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology that combines the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact portable device built for travel. Like I could take this on the road and you get a completely unique and delicious cup of coffee wherever you go. And that's only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star reviews in over 60 countries, AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet. And I don't know about you, but I'm a big review guy. I don't buy anything without reading reviews. And when I see 55,000 five-star reviews, sign me up. At just under $50, and with all those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift as well. Maybe you're not a coffee drinker, but you're a thoughtful person. You like to give gifts to people who want to take a nice cup of coffee on the road. Well, get them an AeroPress. Who wouldn't love that? I'm new to the AeroPress family, but evidently people get way into AeroPress. People love it so much they tattoo it on their bodies. They compete in AeroPress competitions and they take pictures of themselves making coffee all over the world. There are pictures of people using an AeroPress 10,000 feet up in the Himalayas, as well as doing it in the canals of Venice. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit AeroPress.com/GCP. That's AeroPress.com/GCP and use the promo code GCP to save 20% off your order. That's AeroPress.com/GCP and be sure to use the code GCP at checkout to save 20%. It's time to ditch the drive-thru, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show. We're back. Zephyr looks down at her spike wounds. Are they festering?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
I do not
right.
have any healing potions on me.
Oh,
forgot
no.
forgot about that. She had, like, failed a save.
She's kind of like, everything feels a little blurry, a little weird. You see her over there. It's Brother Ramius's turn.
Brother Ramius. He looks across at this creature. This thing is awful.
Inscrutable.
Inscrutable, yeah. This masked face. Show yourself a coward.
I'm here.
No, you're not. If we go to you, you run away. Be more scrutable! Haven't you ever learned to be more scrutable? Didn't your parents tell you to be more scrutable?
They are mine, you fleshy interlopers.
her words.
What are yours?
Echo through your mind.
What are yours? We are not thieves. We seek Kanipo.
They are mine. Broken record.
Okay. Brother Ramius.
This is an analogy you would definitely make on Galarian.
Yes. Dude, Brother Ramius, like, his mind is crazy.
He has a huge collection of elves.
You don't know where
it's
been.
His mind is crazy.
His mind is crazy, bro. Okay. Brother Ramius is going to... Let's see. He is going to... Man, this is brutal.
I can't believe this works so well.
Muggles.
See.
The room is long, too, so you're set up perfectly for it. Honestly, we should split the caster. So if you don't have anything specific to do, you should come back down to the south end.
You think so?
Yeah.
And then
I'm going to move up.
Asa's going to move up. Talitha can too if we need to, or I can wait. The dog can get up there as well.
Okay. Brother Ramius will move down. You call to him. He'll move down to the south.
Buggles, I'm sorry.
Though he's not really leaving you in darkness. You can see very well in darkness.
Yeah.
And he will. He's going to heal Zephyr. So let's get a heal on Zephyr, and hopefully it's pretty good. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Minimum.
Garbage! Garbage!
9 points of healing. Minimum heal.
Ugh.
Wasted spell slot for the day.
Wow.
What are we even doing?
Yikes. All right. Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
Don't wear it out. It is Buggles' turn. Zephyr, still holding.
Yep.
Buggles has sort of trying to figure out, like, he shoots back into being in control of his own body, and it's a jarring experience. It's like having it's almost like getting hit in the head. It's just like the skull is like banging against the inside of his, or his brain is banging up against the inside of his skull. And he says, oh, he's kind of looking around, not quite sure. He takes a 5-foot step away from the creature.
Okay. And I will say to you that similar to what happened with Zephyr, the creature is concealed to you, even though you can see in darkness and dim light because of its shadowy nature. And Brother Ramius is no longer putting it in the light.
Okay. So he is going to attempt to ignite it. So first he's going to do the flat check against the stupefied condition.
Yes, as we've always done. First.
I can't.
Except for those times we did.
All right, natural one, so it doesn't go off.
Oh.
So that's it.
Far it.
That was the stupefied condition for the record.
Yes.
He had multiple flat checks ahead of him.
I did.
Stupefied is brutal.
Yeah.
Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those peepers to lead them?
Okay, Talitha will devise a stratagem. Or actually, no, I can't because I'm too far away. So, all right, Talitha is going to rush up along the western edge, double move, and then take a single strike.
As you move there, she zips down.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I smack.
Well, hang on.
Oh. Well, all right.
Can I finish my turn?
Pump the brakes.
I smash!
I smash!
Shadow Lady! Zephyr smash!
Shut down!
All right, I will...
you can finish your turn.
Zephyr will allow it.
Zephyr will allow it. That was move. Double move. I got one action left. I can't bother drawing the crossbow. Talitha will spend another action to make another Elixir of Life.
Starts making it. Elixir. Life.
Wait, Asta. Did you already make one and drink one?
Yes.
Or you. Do you want to go before Asta?
Me. I'm going. She's next to me.
Go!
Hit her.
Punch.
I'm using two actions to have my limbs go all nuts to do my Titan swing.
Yeah!
My deviant feet.
Deviant feet.
So you see her limbs elongate and crack. She's got one shot. Do not miss this chance.
Oh,
when do you roll the...
Now, flat check.
It's not concealed, but when do you roll the mishap thing?
I would think every time you activate it.
What is it called again?
Isn't the mishap only if you like do it more than once a day?
Nope, every time you
every
do
time.
It. And each yeah. time
like
the number flat increases. Check.
I feel like it's after you get
yeah,
to
yeah,
use
I don't
your...
think it interrupts it.
No.
Yeah.
But whenever you attempt to use a deviation, roll a DC 5
whenever
flat
you
check.
Attempt.
So wait. Hold on. First or after?
Flat check.
No, when you attempt.
You just say that like it's a written rule.
So DC,
it's, but this in this case,
I
it's
looked
the
it
text
up. Here. It actually is the
for the deviant feet. They're saying you have to roll the mishap first.
No, you. Yeah, yes, you roll
and
a
mishap is. I don't think the word.
But yeah, whatever.
It's called backlash.
Backlash. Because you still get to do it, but the backlash could create debuffs. Basically,
so it's a flat check for the backlash, and right. That's what. Just making sure Kate knows because you guys love to just say stuff.
It's DC 5 flat check to see if you have a backlash.
Pass.
Okay.
Right. No backlash. Then we have to remember.
All right, so now your deviation
the
increases.
Next time you use it, it's DC.
If you were to use it again today, it's now DC 10.
DC. So, right.
Increases by 5.
Titan swing. I make a melee strike.
Oh, come
with
on.
My fists.
Let's go.
With your fists.
That's okay. What's the addition?
13.
Do you want my bottle cap?
I mean,
they're
just
not transferable, and I don't have one, even though I make funny jokes against Joe's expense all the time.
I mean, I am a bottle cap generating machine, and Troy doesn't give you anything.
You are so due for a natural 20, Kate. I mean it.
Oh, I had one.
Oh, my God. He really knows how to lean into
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing happens.
Back.
It's amazing you never had an older sibling.
So, I'm just gonna keep hitting. Or no, because I held, that was one action.
No,
correct?
No.
Or no, holding doesn't.
Readying an action.
Is two actions.
So wait, is initiating your deviant feat an action?
It's two.
Two actions. And then one action, you can't flurry of blows as part of that? Like that one action can't be a flurry?
It says make a melee strike. It doesn't say flurry, because like my focus.
I'm sorry. The two actions include the melee strike.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you could still flurry of blows right now, just out of severe
power. Yes, separately.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, come on. Nat 20.
Why not?
But she has to roll. No,
it's going
to
be on the map.
You're with me. You have the light. You don't have any flat checks.
Right, don't have any more flat checks.
You got this.
So that's a 16 for the first one. Definitely not a hit because we did this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cracked die.
No, it's not.
Do you see it? No, it's lean.
That's a cracked die if she says it's cracked die.
If it's not a natural 20, it's probably not it.
It's an 18.
I mean, 18.
It's not a cracked die.
For me, it's a cracked die, but whatever.
You're the one who gets to call it cracked die.
Yes.
It was leaned.
Yes. And then roll it again.
If it was bad, I would re-roll it and be like, that's a cracked die. So, yeah, no. 13.
Boop.
So she's just, you know, hitting
salad
air.
Poop all
salad
covered in other people's blood.
So frustrating.
My God. It's really happening. This is really happening.
So Asta, I mean, the Shays have a history on the network. Asta, what do you got here?
Can I know if I move through her space, is it possible? Can I move through her?
You don't need to tumble through action.
You don't have to move through her space.
Go through and then into the corner.
You can go diagonally.
Which corner?
Oh, okay.
Which pit?
The diagonal. The pit.
Oh,
Zephyr to just above her.
I guess I'm confused about these corner movements. I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I mean, you're extremely athletic and very finessed.
And she's not that tall. She's like, she's fast and very athletic.
Unfortunately, as you go there, she appears behind Buckles.
That's cool.
That's twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
So whatever she, like.
She did it last time.
All right, I'm going to cast another low-level cantrip because I don't have any spells left.
Yeah, there's nothing else you can do.
Every bit helps.
You know what? I'm not even going to do my cantrip. I'm going to do one of my feats. I'm going to do my fox fire, my tail. Where is it?
But she's just toying with us. That's the thing. It's like, I don't know why, because she has to set up actions to do all this shit.
I don't know if
she's
there's
just
something
hitting us once with a dagger. She could put any one of us down in one round if she wanted to attack.
She did the void touch to me.
No, I know, but that was just round one.
Oh, no.
And ever since
Zephyr's at half hit points.
I'm wondering if there's something else in this room that's allowing her to do this. If it's just not.
It might be.
Like an aura or something of something?
Some object or something.
Or maybe she can. No, she can't do it in dim light because she was just not in dim light just then when she did it.
I can't even do my foxfire.
You rolled your knowledge check?
Of 20, so I'm going to do slashing gust again.
I haven't had the action economy yet, and I won't. I won't. Unless.
I think it would be vital. I think it would be way more vital than anything else.
I'm not trained in occultism.
Nat 20! For what?
Oh, four.
What? For my roll to hit.
Do you need to roll a flat check for anything?
Yes.
That's the flat check, Sydney. I'm sorry. It's concealed.
Hey, you know what, buddy? Come over here. Come here. I got you. I know exactly what this feels like.
Oh, man.
I've been there. I've rolled natural 20 on flat.
The thing I really object to is to being like, oh, no, that roll isn't what you rolled.
At least I'm not alone now in my sorrow and pain.
We've never done that.
We've always been like, hey, you forgot the flat check.
I will say.
We retroactively.
She's in early episodes. I swear to God, if you give her this.
No, I'm not giving it to her.
She moves in and out of the light constantly.
I will say, in earlier episodes, I said, let's do it the other way around, even though you corrected me and say, no, the flat check has to be first.
I didn't
in
say
the
it has
rules.
To be first. I said you have to stick to whatever you stick to.
No, but early episodes, I said, it's more fun this way. And you were like, yeah, you're right. It's more
fun. In the rules,
fun.
It does say.
But then we talked about this at some point.
It says, when something is about to happen, you make the flat check
first. So we were just kind of.
Sorry. I mean, it's not on me. I rolled the die. That's what it is. That's fine. That's my flat check. I just think it's stupid. She's jumping around in and out of light constantly. So I don't know when she's.
Yeah, I can't see when she's in what light.
You can see Brother Ramius's light.
Anytime she's 20 feet from me.
You guys can't see his light?
No.
You know what I see?
I can see his light.
I cannot.
Well, you know it's 20 feet.
I see another net 20 coming. Let's watch this.
Let's just do it.
What are you doing, by the way?
Watch. I'm casting a spell. Shut up. Watch this.
Just start rolling. Fuck.
That's a nat 19.
There we go. Might be crit. Might be.
That's a 24. It's a spell and it's a cantrip. Leave me alone.
I gotcha.
With the with the cover, that is a hit.
Cool. Great.
Phenomenal.
That's gonna be 6 points of damage.
What kind of damage?
Force, void. I believe.
Void damage?
I believe it's.
I think it's void.
What's the spell? Can you tell us the spell?
Sorry, it's Slashing Gust. It's the one I did before. It's actually
Windscar. Slashing damage.
Slashing, yeah. Wait.
Does it say S?
Oh, a critical success. You also might take bleed, but it is slashing damage.
Spell attack, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 6 points.
That wasn't a crit success. That wasn't a crit success, right?
Gust.
24?
No.
And 18, didn't hit her in the beginning of the combat.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
It's the furthest thing from.
So that's a two-drawn action. That's my cool turn once again.
Okay. It's my turn, and I will stab Buggles.
Oh, my God.
Yet again.
Buggles.
Is probably going to be a miss. With a 14, 15.
That is a miss.
15.
Is a miss.
So she misses. Hands go out.
Yeah, she's toying with us and
this is too easy.
I mean, the thing is, we've also missed some critical moments.
Yeah.
Right.
But
our plan is working. I just moved up to her and she moved away again. So is this the plan we're fucking running with? Because it sucks.
Yeah, I think it's the only thing we can do, unless we can find a way to disrupt this ability.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think
the thing that would make the hugest difference of Joe is you can roll this check and maybe we learn something.
It's just so hard because I'm not trained in Arcana. And, I'm trained in nature.
You have Arcana, right?
Yeah.
Someone needs to roll some sort of check. Arcana, occultism, whatever.
I'll double move next time and then roll an Arcana, right, or something. We'll see what happens.
We need to know what this is. Otherwise,
I agree with you, but I believe we're pretty confident the only thing we can roll is Arcana and Occultism, right? On this particular creature.
Troy, can you tell us?
Is this like a monk thing? Can I roll a monk check?
Occultisty.
I can roll Stabling Lore.
You know what? I don't allow First World Lore.
Oh, my God. I mean, the next skill feat I get is going to just get wasted. Actually, you can't.
Brother Ramius. Please waste this round.
Brother Ramius, please.
Just roll the check.
See yourself out.
There are four doors.
Just roll the knowledge check. Recall knowledge.
It's been a while since we had a real.
How does it work with recall knowledge? It's like you can just roll anything that you're not trained in. Maybe you just take your basic intelligence.
You need to
bonus.
Take a feat for that.
I thought you did too, but I think that the feat might be that you get your level as a bonus.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the feat, can you still roll it and you just don't get any bonus except your ability modifier?
You cannot make untrained knowledge check with a DC higher than 10.
Yeah.
But that might be 1E, I'm not sure.
Oh, that does sound like 1E, actually.
All right, so from what I'm reading here...
I was paying attention to you.
Oh. the music cut out.
We were quiet in anticipation.
The song just ended, I think.
Yeah, it was at the climax.
I don't think you can use a skill you're not trained in, but you could use whatever knowledge skill you have, and he can just raise the DC.
Mm.
Is it, it says you attempt
Stabling
a skill check to try to remember a bit of knowledge regarding a topic related to that skill. You could roll athletics to do recall knowledge.
Yeah.
Suggest which skill you'd like to use and ask the GM one question.
Did you know that I'm sitting cross-legged right now?
No, are you really?
That is incredible flexibility.
You do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Does it feel good for your lower back?
You're like a follower of the keeper.
Well, I don't want to say it.
It's like you're like floating right now.
Yeah, for real. All right, man, I am.
I mean, you could justify it in universe too. It's like just because this is an arcane ability doesn't mean there isn't an ability that's similar in a religion, you know, in a divine spell.
Also, I just want to say, Joe, if you don't feel confident that Troy is going to let you roll athletics for this, I will roll Arcana on my turn. It doesn't hurt for you to roll too, but don't feel like this is the end all be all.
I'll do it as well.
If you can do something better, like help Buggles, he's bleeding a lot.
Yeah, and I hear you, but I feel like I need to. I just can't let this light situation linger, and Buggles needs help.
Yeah.
The number one thing we can do to improve our chances in this combat is to understand this ability.
I agree with you, but I think he's going to make the DC unreachable. You're just basically saying I need to roll a natural 20. And I
agree with you.
We have to fill the room with light somehow.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. So Brother Amius is going to move back to the middle of the room towards Buggles. Be like, Keeper, no, you cannot let Buggles fall. He's too important to the future. And he is going to heal you, Buggles.
Oh, thank you.
Please don't shit the bed, Keeper. Come on.
Keeper.
There we go. 15 points.
Oh, hex yeah.
Of healing as the healing light of the Keeper washes over you.
What's happening? That feels great.
And that's his round. That's his action.
And that's his round, Buggles.
All right, Buggles. His mind's still reeling, although with renewed optimism because of the healing he's received, is going to attempt, and we said our occult was optimal.
Occult or arcane, yep, equally optimal, I think right?
They're both.
Troy, what's the answer?
Okay. Well, both same for me.
Watermelon.
Rhubarb.
Nope, that is terrible. So
damn it.
Oop.
Okay. All right, so that was an arcana check. Now we'll do an occult check.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck. Damn it.
Are we sure about that? I think it's like once you attempt to check whatever skill you're using.
Well, just take a second action there. I don't think you can do that.
There's nothing I could do anyway. So.
Command the dog.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's Buggles, yeah. It's
so
not,
Buggles doesn't do that.
Yeah, he's not, Buggles is not really aware of the presence of the dog right now.
Does the dog have any abilities? Does the dog continue to act on the previous command because it didn't get to do it in the previous round?
No.
That's all right.
Actually, I say that confidently. I don't know about that spell, but your typical minion animal companion cannot act on its own until it is a mature animal companion, yeah. Which is like a higher
You also need a feat for it.
It'd be like fourth level.
Suki has it for Pepsi. It's a feat specifically.
For every round it has
a minion acts on your turn once per turn when you spend an action to issue it commands.
Yeah.
There
is a feat that allows it to do one action on its own, but it has to be a mature animal companion.
Got it.
A little higher level. All right. Buggles. You got one more. Maybe you could aid.
Buggles he has to cast a spell, so. He raises a shield, and his mind is still just swimming, and he's just like, help me. Help me. He's just like
so
holding
scary.
This glowing shield up before him, between him and this creature. And that's it.
Wow.
Talitha will sheathe her rapier, draw her crossbow, and shoot.
Okay.
Thanks, miss.
Brother Ramius.
Oh, God, the die rolls.
Man.
The Norse Foundry. Norse Foundry is killing this part.
Fly away on my Zephyr.
Fly away.
Oh, that's it? That's the end of your turn? Zephyr. You just did a...
Sheath, draw, shoot.
Oh.
Even
oh, I thought you were doing
your disappointed head. By your.
I like it though. I like it because now you'll be able to
I
do.
I can devise a strategy.
Devise strategy with a range.
Remind me to reload if I don't.
I'm on it.
Not running up to her.
You afraid?
No, it's just going to take me two actions to do it.
Dive down, get the bow,
and then she's going to bounce out of existence. Because I just saw her get into her stance again.
Luganus.
So. Yeah, but you know what? Give it a shot. I think give it a shot because if she bounces anywhere near this way, you're opening up her for a spell strike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is it your turn after
Oh,
me?
But she can do it twice in a round.
It's my turn before her. So regardless, yeah. I could hit her.
At the very least, it gets her away from Buggles.
Yes, and we need that.
She can do another reaction though, right?
We don't know yet. I don't know. But she'll probably jump away from you. But even still, let's say this. Let's say you go up there, she jumps away, and then she gets in within range of Asta. And Asta runs to her. she needs to jump away again. Yeah. And that would be, you'd be near Buggles if she did that.
Yeah, I guess a little bit, like, I'd want to be near Buggles because I feel bad for him.
I know
yeah.
he needs help.
He's scared. He doesn't see the dog over there. So, yeah, I'll just...
So I love how we're kind of converging. Brother Amos comes up, yeah. heals him. Zephyr comes up, defend him.
Fruitlessly take two actions to run up to her.
Fruitless.
I mean, you're the ideal person to do that.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You can flurry your blows with one action.
Fruitless are none of the actions of Zephyr.
Unless she blinks.
And she boom, yeah. appears next to Brother Amos.
To somewhere where we didn't want her to be. To.
Joe.
Gross.
Look at your face.
Gross.
But you can get there. You want to move.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a knowledge check with my last action, or should I just do an aid? I don't have occult or arcana. I have just 1 point in each. But I guess I could just roll, and if I get natural 20.
That's what we're saying. I don't think you can, but you could roll like nature or
got it on your sheet?
Something you're trained.
It's not
in.
Trained, but I have a plus one in both.
Oh,
that's just from your ability.
I am trained in nature.
Give it a shot.
I mean, yeah, if she's fey, then that would make sense.
Because of first world.
Can you just raise the DC?
Jesus Christ. No.
No.
Doesn't matter what the math is.
This is brutal.
We are so cold.
Asta.
So terrible.
Asta, let's see if she can do it again. Asta is going to run using first action movement.
Shmoo, appears next to Talitha.
Okay.
It's all good. You got her away from
Should
Brother
Should I do
Ramius?
An arcana check, though, instead of casting a spell?
I think so.
Yeah, because I only have one option. So I'm going to do the arcana check.
Come on. Find out what the F is going on here.
You know what? I'll use my die. I don't know why I announce it as if this roll is going to go really well. But I'm using a Sydney die.
Your Sydney GCP Ooh. Campaign 2
die? GCP campaign die. The test die that we got sent.
Don't roll bad. It'll kill sales. Skid just looks.
What's a 10 give me?
Oh my god!
That's definitely a shame.
It's gonna give you a massive discount.
That's definitely a shame.
This is boning me. So
we should just leave the room and be like, well, if you don't want to fight, then see ya.
You know what? That was one action,
yeah.
right?
Honestly. I'm not opposed to just leaving.
We should just leave.
That was one action, right?
There's nothing worse than
a knowledge check.
Whole table
that was your second
down.
Action because yeah. you moved her.
Yes. I'm going to do another knowledge, and you know what? It's No. I'm going to do an occultism.
It's the same.
Oh, okay. That's what we decided.
I actually don't know that rule. Matthew seems to have read that rule.
It just seems kind of.
I don't
crazy.
Think that that's the rule.
My occultism's lower.
Yeah,
but it seems weird to be like I'm going to try to remember it. Now thinking about it with the occult in mind.
Right. Yeah.
I think the skill check represents.
Seems normal to me.
I mean, the whole rule assumes that you'll know everything that you could possibly know within, like, 1.5 seconds.
All right, I'm going to attack her. Let me see how far away she is.
You can do additional knowledge.
It's 25 feet?
Only if you first
Is she 25?
No, I know, but that's like, but then it's like, I can't remember anything. It's like, then it's just like, then you will guaranteed never to know anything. It's the whole
thing. That's my turn. I can't do any spells that are one. My foxfire is a 20-foot distance. Can't even do my foxfire.
Damn.
That's it.
Can we... I wonder if there's a way to reposition you. And now here's an interesting thing. It has only whenever it blinks, it always ends up in melee with one of us. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think he's just keeping the pressure on, and he wants to start his turn in melee with.
Yeah,
to stab.
So
we stab
can
someone.
Do the last two actions. To get
she doesn't seem
again.
To have ranged attacks.
So then the other thing we could do is all move up on her.
But then she could just come, back in the back.
And then we shoot her with range.
And then force her to move.
But she just,
wants to hurt us.
For right. instance, we don't have range. She just moved in a way where, like, if we all rush up on her, she'll just blink, 10 feet behind someone.
No,
and we
you
can't.
Know what? I love it. Let's just do it.
Everyone get up.
Go up on her, because at least she'll start her turn not in melee with somebody, hopefully.
Okay, so you know what? Second, third action.
Yeah, I'm just
gonna
move right up to her.
I'm going to move, again,
yes!
25 feet.
Okay.
And I'm
going
to move directly next to her on the eastern side.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Or...
And she doesn't move. Now, is this because...
She's going to stab me.
No, is this because she is out of it, or because she knows you don't have an attack left?
Well, Troy knows I don't have an attack left, and that's how he's playing. So,
you guys don't know.
No, we do.
No, we don't.
A lot of assumptions on this side.
A lot of roll. A lot of low recall knowledge check.
A lot of bad rolling.
Just bad rolling.
Really bad playing.
I had some good rolls.
That's what I'm punishing you guys.
I actually think we're playing it as best we can.
I just
You don't have the knowledge.
It's easy for me because I know it's
you guys remember when Kate and I rolled nat 20s? That was fun, but it didn't mean anything.
That could have made a difference. Could have changed the perception of how we're playing.
Yeah. It made a better episode.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I think it would have made a lot less.
What's going to happen now, Troy?
Sometimes I got to learn the hard way. It's going to... I think it's going to cast a spell here. It's done toying with you and just wants to kill you. And so reaches out to Talitha. Give me a fortitude save.
Enjoy doing the rest of the combat without me. Natural 15, so all right.
Okay.
19.
Sure. 19. All right, so you... That's a fail. You will take...
Same spell?
Yeah, you're going to take 8 points of void damage. And then...
So wait a minute. That spell is dealing... Oh, that's a fail?
That's a failure.
19?
Hmm?
A result of 19 is a fail against her spell DC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great.
She's a
tough
creature.
Awesome.
It's a 5-on-1 fight. And now she's going to stab... you look pretty weak. I'll stab you, Talitha. And that is going to be a 19 to hit.
Just hits.
Oh.
Just hits, and that will be 7 piercing along with 3 cold.
Oh, man.
Would you care to guess how many hit points I had left?
Let's say 10.
You would be right.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
let me guess. So, Sydney, 9.
So, you're... good call.
We've taken to calling it a good. Sydney 9 around here.
That's good.
You're
that's
dying
how I do
two?
I call it backwards.
Like a baker's dozen.
Like a baker's dozen.
Baker's dozen.
Dying one.
Oh. Because you're not moving.
I wasn't.
Right.
Talitha goes down yet again, yes. One down, 4 to go. They are mine, and you are finished, Brother Ramius.
Oh, my God. Just pointless.
Nobody move up to her, because now I can stab her.
Well, no, she can't blink. She didn't get into her stance.
She didn't get into her stance.
If that's what,
if that's what it was. Unless the trigger is that it's something else, but...
Yeah.
But maybe it's not. Move up to
I don't
her.
Know what
I don't
else
know.
The stance was.
Creepy clown.
Well,
unless she's a creepy clown.
She looks like a creepy clown.
She hasn't spell-struck.
All right, let's try it out. Brother Ramius will move up to her.
Brother Ramius will move up to her. Okay... You move up to her, and she appears behind Zephyr.
Unbelievable.
She doesn't even have to go in the stance.
She doesn't have to go in the stance. It's just a reaction, I'm telling
no,
you.
No, it's not.
Because she's done it multiple times.
It has something to do with the environment.
I think I'm on the same page as Skid, though, with the darkness. Maybe it's like if there's a darkened...
She did it in light.
She did it in
she
light.
She did it in light?
Yeah.
No, but she moved into darkness. Didn't she?
No,
she's still in light.
She's still in the light.
See the
well, then something, shit, I don't
I
know.
I mean, the only other thing you could do is do perception checks around the room to see if you notice anything.
I think when she's not in the stance, she can do that once. When she's in the stance, she can do it many times.
That's what you think?
Yep. I don't think she can do it again.
Well, you have a turn.
About to find out.
Yeah, all of you guys can tee
but
off
you
on
just
her.
You just did one action, so what are
I
you going
to
do?
I just did one action, and then I'll heal Talitha.
Okay.
All right. One action.
No, two action heal on Talitha, so that is... 13 points of healing.
Talitha, we need you, please. Get up.
Talitha's wounded, no longer dying.
Can't just lay here all day.
Wounded and prone.
Wounded
and prone. Wounded one, right? Yeah, you
wounded
only went
one,
down
because you we fully healed me.
His wounds.
Or no, we...
These wounds won't see.
Now Buggles' turn. Buggles is right next to her.
Okay, so yeah, Buggles... He has this shield raised and he's like trembling with fear, begging for help. And then it's just like, boom, his eyes flash red. Boom, the globe of fire swirls around him.
Yes! Burn the witch!
Yes! I'm going to turn in a bottle cap here.
Oh!
Okay.
I really need this to hit. Okay, so, do I have any flat checks that I have to make?
No flat checks.
You also don't have to spend that.
You don't have to spend that until you don't like
you
that roll.
The result of the
okay.
roll.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And you're no longer stupefied,
well,
right?
I already rolled twice.
So. And he's no longer stupefied.
And I'm no longer stupefied.
Okay.
Okay, so that is a 21 to hit.
21 to hit. Hits.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's 14 points of damage. Ooh.
Nice.
14 Ooh. Points of what kind of damage?
Fire damage. Unfortunately, is that who's next to him?
That's Zephyr.
Zephyr also takes 1 point of fire splash damage. Well, it's like, shoo, boom, like he hits him with the, like, it snaps and, like, right in her face, like, boom, her face, like, ignites. And then he whips his head around to Chami, and he says, tell her!
I love it!
Okay, so you have an action left?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So Chami can use one action to move, well, shit.
Chami gets two actions.
Yeah,
and he can go under the table.
Can he go?
He could go under the table. Under the table.
No, he can't go under the vivisection table.
Why?
One, two, three, what stops four, him?
There's
five.
A mechanism there.
He can get there in five. Does he have 25 feet of movement?
Five, 10, there's a 15. Dog.
I'm going the other way.
Oh, sorry.
Five, 10.
Five,
20.
10.
Diagonal. He has 30 feet of movement.
25.
He can do it.
35 would be here, right?
30.
30.
If he can. Does he have 30?
Two diagonals?
Yeah.
That'd be 35.
You get a
5, 10.
All right, so try, 20. Check it out again. No, I just want to make sure we do it right. 5, 10,
20,
30.
No, 20 is the diagonal.
Diagonal.
If he goes to 20, it would
go. Oh, did I say 20 and right, went right to 30?
Yes.
Oh, so 25. All right, let's try it again.
It's 5,
10, 10,
diagonal.
20.
20.
No, diagonal.
20.
Yeah.
20.
30.
30.
30. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, it's only 35. It's every other diagonal.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. So you're good. Okay. All right. So you want to roll to it?
It's a bite. Yeah.
All right. So let me see the stats for your dog here.
A hound.
Well, you rolled a hit.
That's a 95.
Okay. All right. So the dog gets up there, takes a big bite, and misses.
I love that the dog is following the command, though. Is this a consumable? Traditionally, like an onyx, or is it like
you? No, I think it's usually something that it's like you have it, you can activate for a certain amount of time every day, but like it's like permanent. It's like you can keep reacting.
That would be cool if you have that. That's
it's
awesome.
Once per week.
Yeah. Troy told us.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did an amazing arcana.
6 hours. Yeah. Zephyr, it is your turn. You're standing right next to her.
Kill her.
Fly away.
You are due.
Zephyr.
You are due.
Kill her.
Fly away.
And no flat check this time.
I'm
Come
just
going
to disappoint you guys.
No, you're not.
No, you won't.
Never.
Stop that talk.
Okay. Stop it.
Well, let's see.
Go piss, girl.
What?
What did you just say?
Did you just tell her to go piss?
What did you say? Go piss, girl.
Go piss, girl.
Is that what you said?
Is that a thing you 20-something are saying?
You need to squeeze in one more go piss before you're 30, you weirdo.
Yes,
that is a thing.
It is a thing.
Kate loves it.
That is a thing.
Go piss, girl.
Is that a TikTok?
It's so stupid.
Is it like a superhero piss girl?
It's like a
go piss girl.
Go girl. It's like go piss, girl.
Go piss, girl. Like it's like it's a positive affirmation in a silly little way.
Yeah, okay. Go piss, girl.
World's changing. You know what?
Just girls.
As long as it's positive,
nature is healing.
Really pop thing.
Come on,
you're due to piss.
Go piss, girl.
Due to piss.
You can't say that.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
You can't say that.
You are due to piss.
You're not a girly pop.
Go piss.
Hey, we hurry up and piss. Hurry up and piss.
Natural
20. Oh, my God. Little crack.
Oh, I'm pissing all over this table.
Oh my God. There's piss everywhere.
There's piss everywhere.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Joe just broke our $3,000
life. What just happened? All right.
So now roll
so
the great.
Natural 20. So, that is amazing.
Right? Oh my God.
You're such an ass.
Joe, that is a named character.
That was the concealment.
That was the concealment.
Okay.
Now to hit.
First hit, natural 20. What do we want to do first? We want to do the fan critical
first?
Let's
do the fan critical.
Do we want to do the fortitude save first? Or
let's do...
What is it?
Let's do the fan.
Oh, my gosh. Joe ripped his...
ripped my headphones off.
Wet.
God, that was so much fun. All right.
This so one
wet. Is from Stefan in Hamburg.
Hello, hey. Stefan.
Deutschland.
Hamburg rocks.
How do you say piss in German?
How do you say piss in German?
I'm going to look
piss
it up.
German.
It's probably like schnoodle.
Piss.
It's just piss.
It's just piss. They know how to do it right. Piss.
I've been to a town in Germany called Dinkelsbühl.
How fun. Oh.
And they sell little like popsicles of a little boy peeing.
Oh. Do you know about that, Stefan?
Which part is the stick?
This is sick.
Okay.
All right, this one is long, and I hate long ones, but this one seems like a good long one. Here we go.
Everything
Stefan
in German
from Hamburg.
earn your keep.
Mm-hmm.
To summarize it, what he's basically saying is you figure out this crit. It's not my job. And the main reason is because Skid is right.
All
right. Most of these don't make any sense.
There we go.
So explain how the below came to pass. First thing you got to do is roll a critical confirmation roll. So roll again to hit using the same modifier. Let's get the result of that.
I don't like this so far. It's a 19.
What would a 19 be against her AC?
A miss.
A miss. Okay. So that would be double damage and apply one of these conditions to your target. Slowed one.
Oh,
there we go.
Flat footed or frightened one. Your choice.
Oh.
Wow.
Don't do frightened.
Slowed. Yeah, I was thinking slowed.
Slowed is amazing.
Slowed is great.
Take an action away.
Yeah.
What does Skid need to do? Skid decides?
No, and then you have to decide, earn your key. Decides? What happened? What did you do with this hit that slowed her?
What did I do? I punched her so hard her mask came off.
Oh!
What did you say?
We know each other too well.
Exactly what you do.
Cross punch right to the face, and her mask shattered.
Oh, that is amazing.
Cracked her mask.
Give it to me.
Boom! You punch the mask. The mask splits, and there is nothing there.
Oh my!
It is just pure black smoke, coagulating, and watching. Give me the double damage.
Double damage.
Double damage.
Let's see. So that's 14 points of damage.
Nice.
And you kill her.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of The Naish today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join The Naish today at jointhenaish.com.